Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is loading. SteveJonesShow.com audio is sponsored by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call them at 800-609-9484 or visit them online at REWfinancial.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show being brought to you by our good friend Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484 or visit REWfinancial.com. He gave us a great message on Facebook this morning. It's the hotline at 1-800-795-9565. Go to LenapeSolar.com. Beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Now we go back to the Olympic desk in London and Kevin Herr.
Oh, don't I wish. United States lead Japan in the soccer gold medal game on the women's side, 2-1. Japan just scoring in the 62nd minute moments ago, their first good scoring opportunity of the entire match. And in water polo, it is now 6-2 in favor of the United States. They have gone on a big run, scoring, actually just scoring again. It's now 7-2 in the third late.
All right, let's close out with Bill O'Brien, his press conference today. After that, we'll hear from defensive coordinator Ted Roof, then players. Bill O'Brien, press conference today at the media room.
Coach, we've talked a lot about changing the culture over the past several months. You've lived here several months. Have you seen a culture change in the community?
You know, I get up early and I live, you know, close to here, and I just drive to the football building and try to work as hard as I can. So I don't know if I've totally tried to analyze the culture change, but I know that there's been a lot of support out there. I really enjoy when my wife and I go out to dinner or, you know, go to Michael's soccer game or whatever it may be. You know, I think the support has been great, and people are, it's a great town. You know, it's a bunch of nice people that are hardworking people that enjoy living here because it's a college town, and they, you know, they obviously love their football team.
Bill, you mentioned that we've got to stop arguing. Have you been asked or have you reached out to the Board of Trustees as a board or individually to send that message?
Neil, no, I'm just a football coach. I just, these are just, again, I'm in divert going.
As for your quarterback, what's your philosophy on the backup quarterback? Do you see Paul Jones challenging, maybe trying to
corner deep there? You know, the four starters there were led by Jordan Hill, Daquan Jones, and then we got Massaro and Sean Stanley on the end, and then we've got guys that are, you know, Deion Barnes is a really good young player. Brad Barnes is going to get in there. I mean, you got a lot of guys that we can play a lot of guys up front, so I feel that's really probably the strength of our football team with the linebackers. The front seven's the strength of our football team. So at linebacker, you know, you've got a preseason All-American in Gerald Hodges who's practicing really well right now. I mean, he's making a lot of plays, had a nice interception in practice the other day, had a really good inside run drill yesterday, really seeing some great things from him. Mike Mowdy being back out there has been great. He had his best practice yesterday. Glenn Carson has stepped in, and he's a tough kid who really loves playing, and he's going to be good there. Mike Hull is another guy that is going to see time for us. Feel strong about our linebacker unit. In the secondary, we've got four guys there, you know, that in my opinion that can play. I'd say five. I think you've got, not counting the freshmen right now because we're going to still keep watching these guys develop. But right now with our older guys, you've got Stephon Morris who's had a good camp. You got Adrian Amos who can play safety or corner. Malcolm Willis is a safety. You've got Jake Fagnano back there who's nursing a hamstring right now, so he's got to get back out there so he can continue to progress. And then you got Jesse De La Valle, who's playing corner, who's really come into this camp in good shape and looks like he's doing some good things out there. And then you got the freshmen that I talked about, and hopefully they keep progressing and they can contribute for us this year. So Feel good about the defense. Got to stay healthy, just like most teams in the country. But at the same time, if we do, I think we'll play well on defense.
You know, Coach, it's up front what counts. Your offensive line, you had a lot of good things to say about it coming out of spring practice. They seem to got bigger, stronger. And are you impressed? Do you feel really good about your offensive line coming into preseason practice?
Yeah, I was talking to Larry Johnson yesterday before practice a little bit, just asking him, you know, what he thought, because he's been here and was, you know, obviously here last year. So, you know, that's one thing that he said, that these kids are much better. They're stronger. They're more explosive. They're in better shape. And that's no disrespect to anything in the past. And he just feels, and we feel, that these guys are playing pretty well right now. And they got to get better each and every day, just like everybody else. But I've felt pretty good about their toughness, their athletic ability, their intelligence. So I'm expecting those guys to go out there and play well.
Bill, I've heard several NFL coaches in the last couple weeks talk about how special training camp is. And I was wondering, do you agree with that, that training camp is special, and why in this case would you say it?
Training camp's awesome. You know, training camp's a lot of fun. I mean, that's where, you know, when you were growing up and you went to camp, everybody loved going to camp. You know, well, this is, you're going to camp with a team, and you're starting to come together as a team, and you're bonding. So, like, at your night meetings, you're doing different things. You're having maybe different speakers come in, or maybe you're doing different things with your team as far as team building activities, and you're talking about football. And you know, starting on Saturday, you don't have to worry about school for a while because summer school's over tomorrow. So you start Saturday where it's just football. You're not worried about school. So then you're really coming together and concentrating on football, and you're practicing and you're competing, and it's hard and it's a grind, but you're doing it together. And to me, that's a part of a team. And that's why good teams, they really do a great job of coming together in training camp. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to put the practice schedules together, you know, to think about what you have to accomplish that day. You know, we got to get this done. And so you're thinking about the practice schedule. And so training camp's a great time of the year.
Mike? Hey, Bill, over here. Have you decided what and when you're going to do about captains for the season?
Yeah, we'll have game captains, Mike, and then we'll have game captains, and those will be the guys that step off the bus with me. We'll be the game captains, and then before the Wisconsin game, we'll name permanent captains.
Will you be the first guy off the bus, or will they?
I don't know. I might be driving the bus. Do you need a special license to drive one of those things? People better get out of the way if I'm driving it.
Coach, we all know how Bill Belichick has influenced coaches that coached under him. How much of what we'll see on Saturday will be a product of what you gained from him?
Yeah, you know, I think that there'll be some things that you'll see. I think hopefully, situationally, where we're understanding of the situation in the game, whether it's third down or red area or 2 minute or 4 minute, you know, will that be very clean right off the bat? I don't know, because this is our first team here, and kids are learning things every single day. But hopefully, as time goes on, quickly, these guys get better and better at situational football. We were always pretty decent on special teams in New England, and so I really want to be good on special teams. And right now, I feel good about where we are right there. And so hopefully, you'll see that. And what you won't see, I'll just tell you, is I wouldn't expect 40 points a game, 35 points a game. I wouldn't expect the 2007 New England Patriots. I would expect just a good, tough football team that plays good on defense, good on special teams, and is able to score some points on offense.
That is football coach Bill O'Brien from his press conference earlier today. But then media day rolled on. We had an opportunity to do individual interviews. One of the interviews I had was with defensive coordinator Ted Roof. While Bill will call the offensive plays, Ted will call all the defenses. He gave me a read on exactly where they stand right now.
You probably have a wide list of what you idealistically want to do between concepts of what they have to learn and terminology. What kind of grind is it on a day-to-day process for you to see what they know and what they don't quite get?
That's a good question, because right now we're going the whole part whole method, that we're throwing a bunch at them every day. You know, every day there's something, two, three new things going on. But at some point, not right now, not anytime in the next couple of days, we're going to go back and we're going to break it down. And also, Steve, to evaluate what we can execute, what our strengths are. So that'll be decisions that as we go and evaluate the practice tape and evaluate our guys, just, you know, because it's, if we can do one thing great and we can win, I'm all for that, you know. But if it takes to do three things, then we'll do three things. So, but right now, we don't know what that is.
Each one of the 11 guys on a defense has a domino effect on the other. So a defense can only be as good sometimes as the weakest link.
Yep.
So give me an idea of, you know, as you go through this every day, of trying to figure out where that weak link is, and then so the domino becomes stronger.
Well, to be successful, you got to play team defense, so you're right. And as players, they've got to understand how their job, when they do it well, how it impacts the guy next to him, and when they do your job, when it needs to be done, the way we want you to do your job. But that's team defense. I mean, that's great defensive teams do that, you know. And, you know, they're able to put their guys in positions, like I said, that and ask them to do jobs they can do and not put them in situations where they can't do their job.
You have a couple linebackers on, along the way, that understand the proper depth of a drop of a linebacker to disrupt a play. Because you have enough two-way linebackers, does that give your defense a chance to do more things along the way because you don't have to change personnel so much?
Speed always enhances your ability to do things. So, you know, because the college football is a trickle-down effect from the NFL, and the NFL is a game of matchups. And, you know, to be able to get aligned, you know, execute the defense, communicate whatever checks need to be made within it, that's critical. So, but to have the flexibility with some guys that can run, that's big. So you don't, and you don't have to, you know, when they come out in one back, you got to get nickel in the game because your linebackers can't do that. And at the same time, you know, because of that, the training of the jobs, you know, that there's more jobs when you get into that scenario. But that's where we are. That's what it is, and that's what we're going to do.
The grind of training camp, as a coach, does it give you an opportunity to then give a proper evaluation on mental toughness that's needed in a 60-minute game?
Absolutely, because we're going to put our guys in some tough positions, and, you know, we're going to coach these guys hard because that's what real guys want. Real guys want to be coached hard because that's how they get better. And if we didn't do that, we'd be doing them and Penn State a disservice. So that's how we're going to operate. So in order to do that, we're going to put these guys in some tough situations and force them to execute. And then we're going to do it again the next day and the next day, so that, you know, you develop confidence by having the ability to perform in those situations. And, you know, mental toughness is performing, you know, no matter what the circumstances are, whether your right toe's hurt, whether your left, you don't have a fingernail, whether you just got busted in the lip, whether it's 100 degrees, 20 degrees, whatever. And, you know, because every one of us have a responsibility and we're accountable to one another to do our jobs.
Defensive coordinator Ted Roof. Today's show being brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484 or visit online at wfinancial.com. Lenape Solar sponsors the hotline at 800-795-9565. Go to lenapesolar.com. 4th Street in Sunbury is where you'll find Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The Players, starting with Matt McGloin in a few moments on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There has never been a better time to buy a new vehicle at Sunbury Motors Hyundai Lincoln.
Why?
Because we had a record month in July. And here's why: we sold more of the stylish, most fuel-efficient cars in America.
Selection.
You want them, we got them.
Looking for savings?
How about saving at the pump? Hyundai has the most cars getting over 40 mpg.
Worried about financing?
With rates as low as 0%, you save big time.
And you want price?
Well, hold on to your hat. How about the 2012 Elantra, the North American Car of the Year, marked down to $18,985. Or the red hot 2012 Sonata, lowered to $19,996. Or maybe the sleek, sporty Veloster, also under $20,000. And don't forget the full line of Lincolns, with discounts as high as $6,500. And with an additional set of tires with any new vehicle, we're making American luxury affordable at Sunbury Motors Hyundai Lincoln at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza.
Hi, I'm Rick Weibel from REW Financial. I strive to take an eagle-eye approach to your financial future to help give you the freedom to make powerful decisions. I work with you to help you find the discipline you need to get the results you want. I don't believe in just setting it up and letting things go. I'll always be looking to see how we can make things better. REW Financial is an independent company committed to the highest standards of integrity, ethics, and value throughout your financial journey. See us in Lewisburg and Brook Park Farm. Call 800-609-9484 or visit us online at rewfinancial.com.
Raucous?
Raucous.
Did he really use the word raucous when it comes to on the mark?
He has. It's not the first time either.
To our Olympic desk in London we go. Kay Herr.
The United States in the 75th minute leads Japan 2-1 in women's soccer. And
I'm sorry, we're out of time.
Oh. And it's 8-4 United States with 2 minutes to go in the women's water polo gold medal match. Yeah, you know, I got more than I thought I would get, so.
Matt McGloin, quarterback, with the media surrounding him earlier today.
Matt, this offseason football-wise, what's been the most challenging for you? New playbook, something on the field you really worked on. What are you most proud of as you're heading into the season that you were able to conquer going into this year?
I think it's just the playbook, getting this into the right place, understanding defenses better, making better decisions. I think that's something that, especially as a quarterback in this offense, you need to do. Move the chains and just keep the ball in our hands. I think we'll be fine.
Keep people on the outside to even begin to comprehend what the last 2 months, particularly the last maybe 2 or 3 weeks, have been like for you guys to go through.
Well, I mean, no, to be honest with you, no, not at all. And it's tough for kids, you know, 18, 22 years old. I mean, we're still young adults. And things we're going through now, people probably won't go through in their entire lives. It's definitely a tough time for us, but at the same time, it is making us tougher. It's making us stronger, and it's showing us how important it is to have, you know, close friends on this team and have good coaches. It makes us better friends. It makes us a better family, and it gets us closer to the student body and the fans as well. It shows us that, you know, we truly are one family.
Now, what have you seen from young receivers like Allen Robinson and
Well, I mean, not only those two, but everybody else has stepped up. Shawnee Kurtz has been playing great. And we're going to need Allen to step up as well this year. He's been doing a great job. Eugene's been getting a ton of reps at practice. You know, he's really showed that he can definitely step up and play for us this year. So he's going to continue to keep improving, and I think it'll be fine.
How do you view your
playbook, Matt? I wanted to ask you about what it was like learning that. Did you have to carry it around with you all the time, sleep with it, memorize it? What do you do?
It's definitely tough. I mean, with a playbook like this, you definitely need to be a 24-hour quarterback, studying at night, during the day, watching film as much as you can, and trying to, you know, translate that into, you know, on the field things. It's a tough playbook, but you're not going to learn it overnight. You definitely need to get out in the field and practice it, and, you know, take your bumps, learn from your mistakes. But I'm definitely very comfortable with it right now.
What's tough about it when you say tough? Is it the terminology? It's like
learning a foreign language, to be honest with you.
Really?
It's the terminology is crazy. You know, it gives you headaches at night. But it's, at the same time, it's fun because that's the type of offense I have always dreamed of playing. You know, let me go out there, let me make some big decisions here, you know, let me understand what's going on, let me see what coverage is here, and let me try to do what's best for this football team. But it's a ton of fun. I'm real happy with where I am right now.
You have more responsibility?
How fun is it getting back to football right now after this offseason?
What's that?
How fun is it getting back to football at this point?
It's great to just get out there and play the game again. I mean, you know, enough with dealing with everything that's going around. We just want to play the game. We want to be taught. We just want to go out, throw the football around, have some fun, talk some trash, and just enjoy playing the game. And that's the reason, you know, we came to this great university. First, get an education. Secondly, to play this great game of football in front of 100,000 fans. And that's all we ever wanted to do.
What you guys are playing for this year? I mean, kind of 7 bowl games. Someone mentioned that before. Playing that for that this year.
Teams, so many teams don't have the opportunity to play in front of 110,000 fans every Saturday. It's what we live for. I mean, that is 6 or 7 bowl games every year for us. You know, I mean, not having a bowl game, it's tough, but at the same time, we really can't control it. we're just going to go out here, play our 12 games, and try to compete, do the best that we can.
Who's the guys you lost offensively who transferred and things like that? Not to talk about them, but more pressure on you to perform and lead this team offensively?
I don't think so. The guys that left, I wish them the best of luck. We're going to have guys that step up, do just as good a job as they would, or if not better. I think we'll be fine in those key spots.
That is quarterback Matt McGloin from earlier today. In the final half hour of the show today, we'll flip back and forth between offense and defense. We'll hear from Pete Massaro. We'll also hear from kicker Sam Ficken. Paul Jones will be a part of our mix as well as we roll on through this show today. And also running backs coach Charles London. Update at our London desk. Once again, here's her.
85th minute, Japan trailing the United States 2-1 in the gold medal women's soccer. Women's water polo tightening up. 12 seconds to go. 8-5, United States leading Spain. Spain with the ball.
Well done, Ben.
That's as quick as I can do it.
Wrong her.
And that's the game right there. 8-5, United States wins the gold in water polo.
I raise a glass in celebration.
By the way, Usain Bolt wins the 200.
Yeah.
And his countrymen finish second and third, a Jamaican sweep.
Well, in fact, what Blake, his countryman, beat him in the Jamaican Olympic trials, actually has a pair of silvers now. Gee, do you think they might be the favorites in the relay?
Might be.
All they do is just find one idiot and they're all right. Just pull some guy out of the stands, they're still going to win.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Rick Weibel sent us a great message on Facebook, which we appreciate very much. One of the truly great guys. Has a great business, too, and we're proud to have Rick on, and he's been with us since the first Thursday of this show, long, long time ago now. Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. Our hotline is Let It Be Solar powering it. Go to letitbesolar.com. And, of course, there's the Sunbury Motors Studio that we're in right now, and it is beautiful. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Olympic update time. We now go to the London desk.
The United States wins gold in soccer. I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself.
And the show continues now with real football. We go to defensive back Stephon Morris. Critical to what Ted Roof wants to do when you have a defense where you want multiple options. And if you want to blitz and be aggressive, you have to have really good shutdown corners. Because if you have really good shutdown corners, it frees up the other nine people. They're hoping Stephon Morris can be one of those guys.
Technique always trying to improve. So you get into this defense with Coach Butler, Coach Roof. Where do you feel that this really suits you?
I mean, really suit me as far as just allow me be myself, be more aggressive, don't let receivers dictate to me. And, I mean, they put me in situations where I could really be really successful for this team and for this defense. So I'm always listening to Coach Butler, always Coach Roof. And whether I'm right or wrong, whether it's a good play or bad play, one thing I like about Coach Butler that he's always on me. There's always some flaws and something. So it's never perfect. But I love that because I just love being coach, you know.
But also at the same time, they put you in a spot where the confidence in you is exponential. You're on the island. So tell me about the love of being on the island, because you have to have a certain mentality to do it.
Yeah, anyone can't line up on the island, to be honest. You got to be like, you got to have a mentality. You got to have some confidence out there. You don't have no confidence at cornerback position anywhere, then you're not supposed to be on the field. But, that's my task. That's what I've been wanting to do for a while, so. Morris Island, let's go.
Morris Island. How difficult was it not only just to pick up concept, but also pick up terminology?
I wouldn't say it was difficult. I think I always had like a good football IQ and things like that. But the main thing was just constantly being in the playbook, always being a step ahead, always reviewing the notes that I did the day before and things like that. So it wasn't really a challenge picking up the concepts, but I'm pretty sure further down into camp, it's going to get a little bit more challenging and things like that.
This, you're also in a stadium right now with 108,000 potentially here every single Saturday.
Might be
115.
Game of the season.
Yeah, you never know. But when they're the loudest is when you're out there because the defense is out there. More than ever, what do these people mean to you?
Oh, they mean a lot. I mean, that's the reason why this team stayed. You know, I mean, the community and Viva Stadium, Coach O'Brien and his staff, my senior class, my teammates. This, who I don't see why you could leave this program, to be honest. But, man, this community in Penn State means so much to me, man, as far as just the alumni that came before me, the Letterman that came before me, the future Letterman and people that's come after me. I really love this place, not just because of football, but everything, you know.
That Letterman's event that took place on Tuesday night, the Letterman then had their own golf tournament on Saturday, which I was a part of and emceed. But the Tuesday night event where they had 400 to 450 Letterman touched this football team tremendously. Tremendously. All right, that's Stephon Morris. Let's make the move over now to special teams. Sam Ficken, a lot now placed on his plate with Anthony Farrah going to Texas.
Mentally, was there a different approach for you mentally the moment you knew Farrah was leaving? I mean, I know you want to prepare yourself at all times to win the thing, but now I think you know it's a different situation. So is it a different approach?
Well, I realized with him being gone, obviously everyone involved in special teams has to step up, and so far we've been doing that. So we're just excited to get going here, and camp's been going really well.
You came into this program a year ago, strong leg, mm-hmm. you know, but at the same time you can build upon that. So what specifically were certain drills that you worked on in the off season to then not only strength but accuracy?
In the offseason, I've been doing a lot of sideline kicking where you go down to the goal line and the uprights are a lot more narrow. And your goal is to put it right through the uprights, and the uprights are about 2 yards wide at that point. So accuracy-wise there. And then obviously with Coach Fitzgerald working in the weight room, that's helping improve my strength. So
there's a heavy emphasis here on special teams. Do you feel that burden, not a burden, but a responsibility because of that emphasis?
Well, obviously, I want to step up for my team, and so does everyone here. And I think we'll be able to do that just fine. So,
give us an idea of the balance between work and fun, even though it is camp.
Well, obviously, you got to do your job, but at the same time, you're going to try and have as much fun as possible. Having football all day, you know, it can be a bear sometimes, but you know, you're with your friends and you're playing the game you love, so it's still fun.
You look around this stadium here, and I've asked the other players that, with everything that's gone on, more than ever, how much do these people here mean to you when they're in their seats?
Oh, well, we've had tremendous support. That rally in the, about 6 a.m., we had 3,000 people, and that was really eye-opening to see how much support we had there. I think that's the first time that's ever been done. And obviously, we've been getting a lot of emails and stuff from Letterman, so we know everyone's behind us, and it's a great feeling.
Place kicker Sam Ficken, a lot placed on him very quickly because of the transfer of Anthony Farrah to Texas. Pete Massaro on the comeback trail for the second time in his career. He will not seek a sixth year, thus this will be his final year.
You've been through it before, so since you've been through it before, how do you feel the knee is reacting now, about 16 months out?
It's doing really well. I think the addition of Tim Bream to our staff really helped a lot. He's, you know, kind of introduced a lot of new things to help with the rehab process and help with getting the muscle stronger. And, you know, having him around has helped a lot. And they've been really kind of, you know, flexible, and they've helped me a lot throughout the whole process.
It's a defense that Ted wants to really be aggressive with this thing. Give me an idea of mentally how that suits the style of the kids on this team.
We love it. I mean, you know, we got a bunch of type A personalities in our defense, and, you know, obviously with Maudie and Gerald and a lot of the guys on our D-line. But, you know, even the, you know, the second string guys, they're all type A, you know, driven kind of guys. So, you know, it's just kind of in our nature to be really aggressive like that, and I think the defense really suits us.
There's a pace to what they want to do in practice. Give me an idea in the end how that pace will help you when it gets to a game.
Well, I can tell you one thing, we're going to be in great shape. We're all going to be able to run to the ball. You know, the offense is going to be operating at a different pace. And, I think, you know, practicing at that pace is just going to help us even more and pay more dividends when we get in the games.
Is this a year when you look around the stadium where you feel like you need your fans more than ever?
Oh, yeah, we need the fans, definitely. And so far they've been here with us every step of the way, and, you know, we really appreciate all the support, and we hope that they'll, you know, we'll have a great turnout for all the games.
All right, let's get to a key guy in this defense that a lot of people do not know anything about. There have been obviously a lot of injuries and or problems in the secondary. Curtis Drake, of course, had been with the team academically, had to move out, so no longer with the program. Derek Thomas has had issues every time he was here, moved out of the program. I believe he is now at Marshall. So you've had losses in the secondary. And then Jake Fagnano came up with a... And by the way, Ryan Kaiser might be working by this weekend. Ryan Kaiser might be back doing some limited work this weekend. Jake Fagnano has been very important in the development of this defense. What he provides at the safety spot, whether it's depth or actually out there getting the job done, very important. But he has a slight hamstring pull. So they're short right now, which means Adrian Amos is doing a fair amount of work at safety and not just at corner. But I think they can do that because of a guy that really came on in the spring, a young man by the name of Jesse Della Valle.
The importance of the spring, because the first couple of weeks, I think they knew where you were. The last 2 weeks, they didn't want to go there. Where did you improve, whether it was technique, covered? What? How did you improve?
Well, first, I'd like to say, I mean, coming into when I came into Penn State as a freshman, I mean, I knew what I was capable of, even though I was a walk-on and things. So I think last spring I just really had a chance to show what I could do. I got a lot of reps and things like that, and just tried to cherish every rep and do the best that I could. Coverage was a little bit different from what we had been playing in past years, but it was just something to adapt to, and I think my coverage skills got a lot better.
The other part, too, is when you work with the first group, and you've done a lot of work with the first group, they do play with a little bit different pace because that's why they're first group. Has that really helped you in terms of, you know, being a part of that kind of pace?
Yeah, I mean, you practice faster, you play faster, it's only going to help. And I've been doing my best to keep up. I think I've been doing a pretty good job. And it's fun to play with those guys because it's fun to play with such good players. And I've just been having fun with it and learning as I go.
Camp is a grind. You're just into the grind now.
Yep.
But you learn a lot from the grind. Mm-hmm. What are you learning so far about the grind and the mental toughness needed?
Just to keep going. All through our conditioning and things in the summer, it was all get in shape for camp. Just keep pushing yourself. And I feel like, especially as a team, you just learn to have each other's back and just keep pushing through, you know, the tough times.
Do you feel, based on everything, you sense an opportunity here and to take advantage of the opportunity?
For myself personally?
Yes.
I always feel like when I'm out on that field, there's opportunities. Me personally, I do want to, you know, just do whatever I can to help the team, and that's what I'm going to do this year.
This stadium here, when it's filled up, I mean, and in this season in particular, what can your fans mean to you?
Fans mean everything. The fan base has been so crazy the last couple weeks. I'm sure you heard about the 6 a.m. workout. There was like 3,000 people there. That was pretty wild. But, no, the fans are everything, and we know we have great support up here, and we're going to play hard for them.
Get to know that name, Jesse Della Valle. First 2 weeks, quarterbacks knew exactly where he was. But then as time went on, that started to change. Not bad. Paul Jones, Media Day today, surrounded by plenty of media.
If something would happen to Matt, you could go in and run the offense.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. Coach O'Brien, so you definitely see some playing time this year. Do you know, has he talked to you at all about how he'll be used?
No, not really. All I know is I'm just working hard every practice as a quarterback, and we'll see what happens during the season.
You talk about your loyalty to the program after everything that's happened this summer. You're one of the first guys to say you're going to stick through.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about what's made you so loyal?
The bond I have with my teammates here will be hard to find anywhere else. Especially in 2 weeks' time before the season starts, like during camp and everything. And then the commitment that the coaches made to us, and they believe in us and we believe in them, so I felt like it was the perfect place to be here.
I know you obviously want to play, but how confident are you in Matt Levine being the starting quarterback this season?
I'm confident in him, the same as confident in me. At the end of the day, if we win, I don't really have any complaints, so We'll see what happens in the season.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Yep.
A little bit about Coach Fisher and what he's meant to the quarterbacks this year and getting adjusted to him.
Coach Fisher, he's a great quarterback coach. Both Coach Fisher and Coach O'Brien are easy to talk to, and they communicate what we do wrong at the same time and tell us what we do well to keep moving forward this season.
Difference in last year, per se, a lot more mechanical work with Coach Fisher versus
last two years, all the scouting, so I could honestly answer that question.
Do you see the difference in the quarterbacks this year, with especially you guys looking even at Matt? Is there a difference in the way they handle it?
I can answer that. That's all. Oh, yeah. Good.
After the last couple of years being a scout team, how nice is it to be able to get out here, get reps with guys, and be able to be back in, you know, game action type stuff?
It feels good. I mean, for the past 2 years, I had to worry about being Purcell or Robinson. You know, it feels good to be myself and just keep working hard to see what happens in the fall.
And Coach said in the press conference that you will definitely see playing time this year. That's got to be a nice feeling that the coach has that kind of confidence in you to believe that you're going to get on the field this season.
Yeah, it feels good, but at the same time, even though he said that, I still have to do my part and practice hard and have some success on the practice field before he puts me in the game.
Whenever you do get a new game, how exciting is that going to be? It's been a while for you to be in a regular game situation. That's got to be something that's been on your mind for quite a time now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it'll be real exciting. I mean, I'd be lying to tell you if I wouldn't be nervous or anything, but at the same time, it's what I came here to do. I knew it would happen one day, and it seems like that day's coming close, so it feels good.
You know, just being around the team, though, being on the scout team, that's got to have taken a little of the nerves away because you've been around these guys for a while. You'll have some familiarity with everybody on the team.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really nervous, really. Just excited, I guess. I mean, I feel like I went against one of the best defense for the past 2 years, including this camp and everything. So I feel pretty comfortable with my playing skills at this level.
How do you compare the intensity of training camp this year compared to years past? Play harder or more intense?
I mean, it's a completely different camp, and that's all I can say, really. We're just moving forward till this fall.
Being on the scout team, getting a chance to play and, you know, practice against your first team defense that much, did that kind of help you in a lot of ways? Because, like you said, you've been able to play against some of the best linebackers, some of the best defensive linemen that you're going to see all season long, probably.
Yeah, I mean, definitely helped me. I mean, taught me how to. I felt like my first semester here doing spring ball, I was kind of caught off guard how fast it was, but playing against one of the best defenses in the country, you got me caught up to speed and everything, and I know for sure that what I can and can't do at this level.
Paul Jones, the quarterback. Olympic update now. Let's go to the London desk and Jim Lampley.
World record holder Ashton Eaton has won the men's decathlon, and two-time world champion Trey Hardy took the silver. So it's a 1-2 finish in the men's decathlon. Women's soccer winning the gold medal. Women's water polo, thank you, also winning the gold medal. And it in the 200 men's, it is a Jamaican sweep with Usain Bolt getting the gold medal.
First time that's ever happened, back-to-back 100-200, where the guy actually won both. Okay, because Ben Johnson, Seoul, I got, yeah.
And Eaton, by the way, was just a few points under his world record that he set in the U.S. trials. Had a little over 9,000, was 88.69 here in the Olympic event.
All right, today's show being brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484 or visit online at REWfinancial.com. Lenape Solar sponsors the hotline. Go to LenapeSolar.com. Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Come back with assistant coach Charles London as we continue with Media Day at Beaver Stadium after this on 1070 WKOK. All right, we move forward here on the show. Running backs coach is Charles London. Keel Lynch now a part of the mix. He talked about
these
that.
These guys kind of compare and contrast. Obviously, Curtis and Bill specifically. Curtis being a much bigger guy, Bill being a little smaller guy, maybe a little quicker. But we haven't seen a whole lot of Bill from what he did last year, I guess. But how would you compare and contrast the two?
Yeah, they all have their own different styles. You know, we've got several guys that can do several different things. You know, Curtis is a big guy. You know, Billy's a little smaller, but Billy's got great feet. He's got great vision. Really good football instincts. You know, obviously, he's just really learning to play the running back position. You know, he played quarterback. He was a running quarterback. Wildcat, but he played quarterback in high school and, you know, spent a lot of the time as a Wildcat quarterback last year and some receiver. So he's just really still learning the craft. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's picking it up. Been really proud what he's done pass protection-wise. That's something he's not been asked to do a lot. But he's picking it up. But we just got to work on his ball security. He knows that. He knows where his weaknesses are, and we focus on it every day.
Right. I know Curtis was out in the spring, and he told me, you know, he feels like he has a little catching up to do. Is that a fair assessment from where you're coming from and what you've seen out of him?
Yeah, it's fair. You know, this is spring practice for him, basically. You know, this is day three of spring practice for him. So he's still learning the terminology. Everything's new to him, you know, the pro-style attack. So, you know, we're just working with him to kind of get him up to speed. But, you know, he's had a good, you know, good start. And for him, it's going to be key what happens when the pads go on, you know.
I know your predecessor, Galen Hall, you know, he played the position, has a obviously great knowledge of football, you know, in his with his experience. Yourself, a younger guy, obviously, you know, that's one thing that those guys praise when I talk to them, that, you know, you're a little more hands-on with them. You can, you know, your youth kind of affords you that, I guess. Maybe talk about that and how are you a little hands-on with these guys?
You know, I just, you know, for one, I try to take interest in their lives beyond football, about academically and what's happened with their family life and things of that sort. And, you know, I just try to interact with them a lot. You know, it's, you know, football can be a grind at times. We try to have some fun in the meeting. And, you know, I let these guys know I might be old, but I'm not that much older than they are. So they make fun of me all the time about that. But I just try to relate to them on a personal level, learn their interests, learn what they're about, you know, learn their hobbies and things of that sort. And I think it helps. You know, it helps when they can develop a certain trust in me that I care about them more than a ball carrier and a pass catcher.
You had a couple stops in the NFL. I mean, most recently quality control assistant with the Titans. What does that mean, quality control assistant? Maybe talk about that a little bit. I know you were an offensive assistant with the Eagles and elsewhere as well. So
sure.
What were your roles?
Basically, a quality control position in the NFL is you're basically a pro NFL GA is kind of what you are, graduate assistant. And, you know, I spent 3 years in Chicago with the Bears. I spent a year in Philly as a pro scout, and then a year last year in Tennessee as a quality control again. And break down a lot of film, but I was fortunate enough to get to work with the receivers at each stop I was at. So in Chicago, I got to work with Earl Bennett, Devin Hester, Musa Muhammad, those type guys. And last year in Tennessee, you know, it was Kenny Britt, Nate Washington. And not only, you know, just learning more football, learning how to attack the process. And it's been a great learning experience. You know, I love my time there.
You were a sprinter at Duke. Who's faster, you or Belton?
In my, if I was the same age as Belton right now, I'd get him. But right now, he'd get me. Okay. There's no doubt about it.
Charles London earlier today. Well, now the Olympic desk and Al Michaels.
I'm. That's it. I have all my updates in. Time for the music.
The last Olympic update was brought to you by all. I'm sorry, that sponsor's massively disappointed.
And so are you, I can tell. You're heartbroken.
Today's show has been brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. If you don't have a better feel for the football team, you weren't listening close enough.